Hey, this is Robbie Burnett and Jacob Williams, and today we'll be talking about an experience that changed the way we think about reading, writing, education, and communication. So for me, Robbie, personally, the thing that changed the way I think about writing is probably my sophomore year. I had a teacher who was very strict on grading, and she wanted everything done her way. And this just helped me, like, develop a better work ethic in the classroom and made me work harder for my grade. And with her strict grading, it also made me, like, realize what I had to do to get a good grade. And in the end, it made me a better writer. And then on the flip side, I changed my view on education and communication a little bit after getting a job. I just really realized that there's some things in education that you don't need, which is okay, but then there's also things that you learn to appreciate and that you can actually apply in the real world. And for communication, I feel like since you're in school so much and you're not really always supposed to be talking, getting a job forces you to communicate with people and you just get better at it. So over time working, I feel like I got better at communicating with people in general, and the confidence just went up because you have to have a job and you have to talk to people all day and you have to meet new people. So communicating on that end just gets easier, and then you can just take that and apply it to school. So then when you come to school, it's easy to communicate with your teachers and you don't really worry about what you say or how you say it. You just get your point across in a respectful way and you hope for the best.
All right, this is Jacob now. The biggest thing that impacted me for reading and writing was my junior year teacher. Throughout my junior year, she made us write a lot of college essays, as within 6 months we were going to be turning in our essays to multiple colleges, and she just wanted to prepare us because it was really competitive at the time. This was right around before COVID happened, but she was a really strict grader. Everyone throughout the whole school knew that, and she really helped me out, even though I wasn't the best writer at the time, and she was strict with grading. So I would stay after class and she would give me advice, and all of her perspectives really helped me out and changed the way that I think about reading and writing, and I still use some of those techniques and strategies to this day. For the educational side, I don't think I've got a really good education so far. High school education wasn't that great. I feel like you could just skate by high school and have a 4.5 GPA or a 4 and haven't learned pretty much anything, especially with being an online school. I don't really think that it impacted me that much. But however, I think college will. College is going to set you up for your real life, and a lot of these classes that you learn are going to transition into a job straight out of college. So I feel like you need to take it a lot more serious in college than you did in high school. And then my final part about communication, I agree with Robbie. I think having experience in the work field definitely helps you out, and it makes you a better person when talking with a lot of people on a daily basis and networking, and I think that's really going to help out in the long run, especially depending on what job you want in the future. I'm thinking about going something in business or sales, so that will help me out a lot when communicating with customers or trying to talk with other people by, like, networking. And I think it'll help out a lot, but definitely having prior experience in the work field and talking with people on, like, a daily basis will help me out a lot. But thanks for listening to our response, and hope you have a good day.